Welcome everybody on behalf of Dallas KTC Karma Tissum Chuling, very famous center. The only place where you can go. So today we're gonna have special teachings. Actually, all teachings are special if it meant to something important to you. If it's important to you, it's all important. There's no teaching not important. But only it's important when you feel this is important. And it could be important, but if you don't feel it's important, then it's not so important. That's the case. Generally speaking, we just finished Kagyu Monam yesterday, the World Peace Prayer. Many of you are there. I enjoyed yesterday Aspiration World Peace Prayer. We chant, we meditate, and we also talk a little bit, and combination, it went well. So continue today. It's a Karmapa's birthday celebration. We're doing it a little bit early, even though some people say a little later may be better, but then the later, Lama won't be here. And maybe some of you won't be here because we have trip coming, trip, T-R-I-P, trip coming. So we celebrate today. And because of the Karmapa's birthday, and Karmapa is, there is a 900-year celebration Karmapa. If you recollect, 900 Karmapa reincarnations recorded as the history dating back to 900 years ago, Puskarmapa Dusum Jemba. So, Karmapa activity was Puskarmapa in the whole land of snow, what they call Tibet. Karmapa was really guru for many, many great beings. Some of the China's emperors, guru was Karmapa. That's a part of the reason the Karmapa also has a black hair, black hat. One of the emperor of China, ruler, also designed them and received permission from Karmapa. In China, Dharma history, Buddhist history in China, Karmapa plays more roles than you can even imagine. Including the Buddha Dharma from Tibet to China was major translation, major history in China. Tsongkhapa is the first reincarnate Lama ever exist was Karmapa, and Karmapa's reincarnation dating back to Telopa, Naropa, and Saraha. And these are, if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's 84 Mahasiddhas of an Indian Mahasiddhas, great enlightened beings in India, dating back to 2,500 years. So, Karmapa reincarnation, back then, 84 Mahasiddha, he was there. As a matter of fact, Karmapa also prophesized and many, many reincarnations, lamas, not only Kagyu sect or school, but also Nyingma, Sakya, and Gelug. Many of Dalai Lama's guru was Karmapa. Karmapa never involved with the politics, mundane warfares. He never involved with that. He's always involved with the religious figure, guru. Guru for the world, guru for the planet Earth, guru for all human beings. Especially his text saying, those who contact with him, those who have seen him, and those who receive blessings from him, they all benefit. Karmapa, particularly Karmapa's text are saying that Tundu Tendu Rigdur means liberate by seeing, liberate by touching, liberate by thinking. All followers, things happen, changes through these three different types, thinking or even touching. So usually you don't touch up the Lama touch you. These days, the other way around. So, Tundu, liberate by seeing. Tendu, liberate by thinking. Tundu, Tendu, Ritu. So, now, liberate by touching mind to mind. So, touching mind to mind is a very difficult, high-level practice. In order to benefit that level, you have to elevate your status, your own understanding Dharma, so that you can touch mind to mind with enlightened beings. But going back to Karmapa's Tundu, one of the Buddhist texts I remember is ngantong pala ngaisong me ngante pala arthami, or perhaps it's ngantong pala ngaisong me, even you don't like Karmapa, so you against Karmapa, but by accidentally you see him, you saw Karmapa, maybe distance. So one of his tax promise is, you're protected only even you have a sight, you saw me. Your eyes just saw me. No faith, no devotion, no practice, nothing. But you just happen to be, you saw Karmapa. If you saw Karmapa, you're guaranteed one lifetime, you're excused to fall into lower realm. In other words, one lifetime means the next your lifetime will not have to pay for what you deserve to go down to the lower realm. In other words, excuse you. In other words, one lifetime, that seeing Karmapa give you a break, in other words, give you a vacation. Something like that. So, Nandompala. Nandepala Arthame, it says, don't against Karmapa, because if you're against Karmapa, you know against Karmapa, you're against the all activities of the Buddha's Bodhisattva, because Karmapa means the emanation of manifestation of all activities of Buddha's Bodhisattva, so you're against the Buddha's Bodhisattva activities. So you don't want to against. But some reason, if you accidentally see him, not because of your faith and devotion, you are already protected one lifetime. You don't have to go to the cold hell realm or nor hot hell realm. You don't have to go through that. So that's the saying. Karmapa was also guru to a lot of leaders, many kings, Bhutan, kings of the Mongol, kings of India, and prime ministers of India, and head of the militaries of different countries. They purposely, they sneak out, they come to see Karmapa and get blessings. And then they go back and they succeeded many times. One obvious one is the Indira Gandhi. Indira Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, his bloodline, Indira Gandhi become president. The Karmapa told him, yeah, you can go for. She came to see him many times. One of time, so the first beginning says, you proceed what you are proceeding. You approach what you're approaching, you will succeed. And she succeeded. And then, also, she was losing it. After they get, then after time goes by, there's a next election, and Karmapa told him, this time don't hop because time to let her go. But she said, no, I don't want to let her go. I'm going to try to fight. She fight it, but she lose it. She has so much faith and devotion, and the capital of India is called Delhi, and nearby there, she gave 90-acre land for Karmapa, says, you built a temple here. I want to honor during my term. I can authorize that. So she did that. So what I'm saying is any powerful people, they've become depend on the Karmapa's wisdom, Karmapa's spiritual energy. That. So, king of the Bhutan, prophesied by Karmapa, what's going to happen their kingdom in the future, and what happened in the past, the Karmapa prophesied. The every prophesied the Karmapa did are accurate and precise. Therefore, the king of the Bhutan and even king of the Sikkim, where they are independent country, they are 100% dedicated to Karmapa. In fact, in the Sikkim king says, please Karmapa, can we honor you to be your resident temple, main resident temple built in our land? We will support you, we will give you any part of the land you want. It's all yours. You choose the land, we give you the land, and we give you any permission, support you need, whatever we can afford. You want a forest, you want a trees, any forest, a little bit of what we have, take as much you need. Like that. Why? Because Karmapa, his wisdom, and his power is paid up. So anyway, the due to respect is a kamapa. Going back to Ngandepalathami means you don't want to project a negative towards kamapa. The negative does not go to him. Negative bounce back to you. Why? Because you against the activities of Buddhist Bodhisattva, the kamapa is none other than activities of Buddha and Bodhisattva. So you against that, that's not good. So, talking about that, calling the guru from far away. Now, kamapa is it's your guru. Certainly it's my guru. And hoping it's your guru too. Our gurus. Our gurus. So we are calling, practicing, calling the guru from far away, calling the lama from afar, 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 A-F-A-R, far. How far the your guru is, lot of depends on your connection. How far your guru is. Your guru can be many miles away. Your guru can be many thousands miles away. Your guru can be a few feet away. And your guru can be in your heart. Your guru can be your body, speech, your mind, inseparable. It's all available for individually, whatever level their closeness you can be. So that's the message here today. And I'm going to call the guru from far away on behalf of all of us. And once we are here, once those who are not here, but they are also near us. The sentient beings who are physically in front of us, or those who are near and dear ones, those who are nearby, surrounded with us. You cannot go too far because planet Earth is one home. So my voice should be here, heard by all people in one home. And the home is planet Earth. Planet Earth is one home. So I'm chanting this with a melody that only what I know about myself. And then you all meditate and making sure your guru is not too far from you. If it's very far, bring more close to your mind, to your heart, and meditate that. A guru, just like mundane world, everything we learn to survive, we learn from expertise. For spiritual matters, without guru, we will have no wisdom eye. Without guru, we will go round and around. Therefore, somebody have to lead us directly towards where we supposed to go. And journey is a long journey. Confusion sidetracks are multiple. Therefore, guru plays a very important role when you lost in your practice, when you lost in your pain and suffering, when you lost in a confusion that you deal with everyday life, and just almost anything, everything. When you need, when you lost, the guru, it's the one energize you and show you right direction, what to do, where we should focus, right there, like that. So look, before my energy get too weak, let me chant this and then stop talking. And chant this. When I chant, you meditate. And your job is your guru. You may have many gurus into one guru. And what was one guru is? Karmapa. And then Karmapa, what is Karmapa? Activities of all Buddhist Bodhisattva. And then, where to close? close to your mind, close to your heart, close to your body, close to your speech, close to your mind. If these three part of you is a close, then you got closeness. You can feel it, and you can benefit it. You can transform. This is a powerful, important subject. Not I'm important. I am not important. If I say I'm important, then focus is totally different. So I'm not important, but my message may be important for at least to say some of you. Okay. So let me put into melody. It's a pretty long one, and be prepared to meditate and sit upright once and for all. All your mundane concerns put on the side of the cushion. The world will function just fine without your worry, because your worry is only bring you more anxiety to you and not helping anybody. Meditate, close your half eyes, close, gentle close, and meditate. Visualize Karmapa sitting in front of you, and he's giving you transmission and blessings to your body, your speech, and your mind. Lama Jeno, Tenjin Zave Lama Jeno, Tisam Sanje Jeno, O Lundo Nabi Jeno, Azogin Dijin Kaju Nyeri Kajanonoyanese, Sama Lamjo de Boranzo, Yami Sangba, Gajunje. Nada Zanjane, Tadu, Yamlin, Zoyanjo. Hello, Zanjo, Yveranzo, Dandong, Yerboje. So made the Jeronese, Divito, Doyo, Keep meditating. I have to drink water. Next part is a melody a little different.
Chimay dandesim jilingi de to chi tomi den go yurain. Tade den daminyun jo pe cho ye ge je so yama je. Lama je no do jinyo do zeng jo dang ne je bor sen je. Tanju do jen me se tong zeng te me sen de zawada de. Tengye darba dhavla lele che novulane la don lojur. Lamanje no doji nyor do se mulu ton ten dro por senje. Mahje zaten le baje jami tada je jinyin de parun. Raya nyo vanyi den je gu chan yoran do da se pe nying ru. Lamanje no doji nyor do se lumi lona ton por senje. Yenden de vanza yi zo zo da semna sakwa no se jinje.
Dijemejujeron sin lo lamanje no doji nyodo zeu sande lo yodom rzinje
Chanting is done. How's your meditation? Is your meditation good? If you say so, Siddhulu, this is. Siddhulu, this is. Similu, this is. If I say so. Okay. So, whether we should talk a little bit or not? Yeah, I could talk a little bit if you want me. And this part of the teaching is like hammering. It's a really, really powerful. If you're scared, if you don't understand, or it's too much, totally I understand. I'm so used to that. So no surprise. I will say, yeah, that's just routine. But some reason it's a powerful and a beneficial for you, I'm glad too. So I'm going to give a little talk here, and section here says, "Ngunjong tang ni chevra sinjelu, bless us that renunciation rises from the depth of our heart, heart and mind." So practitioners need some renunciation, depth of heart. If that is not there, then the genuine practitioner is questionable. So it says, "Bless us, Guru. Bless us that renunciation arises from the death, depth, depth of our heart." That self indicates if you have anything concern, need to work on, that homework is right there. If those of you don't have that, we really need to work on that. Bless us that renunciation arises from the depth of our heart. It's not a shallow heart, depth of our heart. Although we have attained a precious human birth with leisure and resources, we waste it in vain. Vain, V-A-I-N, like vain, like in a space, empty, just kind of disappeared. If you are one of that I'm talking about, your life is nothing but waste. It's time to turn around and do something about it. And I agree that we have leisure because nobody forcing anything what we want to do for 24 hours. That's pretty leisure. And then resource. We have all kinds of resources. Not we're talking about only material. Smile, love, kindness. There's a lot of resources that we have, we can do, practice, and we can exchange. So we have no shortage of resources special for human. In fact, some Buddhist texts saying, human is the lord of the land. In other words, who owns the land, whole planet Earth, other than human? But we are not very good landlord, that's for sure. abuse is the word. We abuse and we pollute them. That's a way of abuse the land, the planet. All of that. But I'm not going to talk about that because that's not my subject today. I have to focus on guru and disciple and the calling. They must be not together yet. They are calling going on. So, to me, the Javetata Yen, beautiful. What it's saying is constantly distracted by the activities of this hollow life. Have you ever meditated enough to see hollow life? Life is, if there is nothing special, it becomes very hollow. Hollow is, you can have banana tree is a hollow, or maybe bamboo sticks are hollow. Hollow is H-O-L-L-O-W, halu. Life is a very hollow if there is no Guru Bees. So Guru Bee is very important. Of course, we're talking about perfect Guru Bee. Good Guru Bee, not bad Guru Bee. Lots of bad Guru Bees available too. Hundreds of Guru Bees, you might find some of them is very special. But constantly distracted, is that familiar with you? Constantly distracted means from morning until night or from entire your life, more distracted than calm and mindfulness. That's what we're talking about. Constantly distracted by the activities of this halo. Halo life also means no matter what we do, what we've done has no much meaning. Even though we think there is a meaning. So one of them is eating, other is sleeping, and the other thing is hablar demasiado. Too much talking. Or como demasiado. Too much eating. Or bebe demasiado. Bebo demasiado. Maybe too much drinking. Okay. So far, those classes not going well, my Spanish. So it says constantly distracted by the activities of this hollow life. So me, when I was a little boy, I'm still acting like little boy, but real, real little boy. Not acting like little boy. Little boy, I think about education is important, study. But I also think about when you have education, what was the point, how I can use my energy to something more benefit by the time I get an other end? What will be the more useful, more benefit? I found out not focus on the money. Because when I get other end, money is not doing anything for me. In other words, I become millionaire, billionaire, something. It's not gonna do anything because I get a situation I can't take care of myself, my body. When I get other end means the end of the life. So I found out that constantly distracted by the activities of this hollow life. Within a hollow life, I think I have to make not so hollow life. I have to have something to in it there. So I can't think better than go do meditate and retreat and work on the mind. And that's become, make me more interested about the Dharma. And that make me approach towards Dharma practitioner. Not that I'm saying I'm a good practitioner, but since my childhood until now, I don't remember anything else I did other than Dharma activities. Even I'm joking. Even I'm wearing a Mexicano dress or Americano dress, whatever dress, I'm still inside, there is a Lama. There is a Dharma practice. So I choose that, hoping I can feel of the hollow life, little bit meaningful life. The meaningful life is not how much money I able to save in the bank, more likely how much good karma I can save them. So next is that, Dhuni Tharpa Lelu. Dhuni Tharpa Dhala Lelu Chir. Dhuni Tharpa Dhala. When it comes to accomplishing the great goal of liberation, we are overcome by laziness and return empty-handed. from land filled with the jewels. Land filled with the jewels means we can do all kinds of good things right now. But if we not do any good job except sleep and living in hollow life, not meaningful life, then it's like you're coming from land of jewel, gold, diamond, as much you want, but you didn't bring anything, you just come out empty hand. Same analysis. That applies for the Buddhist practitioners. If you want something to bring, then the practice is the only you can bring. Because opportunity is there for you to collect. So it says, when I come to accomplishing the great goal of liberation, we are overcome by laziness and return empty-handed from a land filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, land filled with the jewels. Jewels. Human realm is a land of jewel. If you know how to collect it. Human land is also samsara because you're constantly distracted. Constantly distracted by the activities of these hollow life. Did you know that if you give a gift for your give a gift of love or kindness to your near and dear one, you will notice it's never enough. There is more need to do that. So it is never enough. No matter how you do, still you feel like you are a failure. And you feel you are not succeeding what you try to do. That shows there is a hollow. H-O-L-L-O-W. Hollow. Life is hollow. Hollow life. You can work like dog. And American people, a lot of it's a workaholic anyway. A work, it's your life. But really, what's your goal? Is pay the bill, right? But pay the bill is one part of your life. Really, you become slave for dollar. And dollar is a paper. And paper is starter to fire in the forest. You can burn some dollars, start the fire. So, we become a slave, and that is pretty hollow. Hollow life. Hollow life. And your health is denied, and your spiritual part is denial. Denial means you reject them, all of them then put on the side. Your happiness part of life is also put on the side. The only distracted hollow life is what you engage day and night and between two all the time. You don't have to do that because this is a land of jewel, wish-fulfilled land. Human realm is wish-fulfilled realm. All Buddhas, Bodhisattva succeed their goal only if we can do what they've done. So it's a wish-fulfilled land. That means your body, speech, mind, you can do a very productive and brings you peace and happiness to your life. And your life is no longer hollow, richness. And every day you enjoy looking forward every day, if there is a next day. So this turning point has a lot to do with the Dharma teaching and understanding. If you don't understand, Then it says, if you don't understand the next sentence, Lama chen no tuji nyordazak. If you don't understand, then let me read what you need to do. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with the compassion. Swiftly with the compassion. Bless us that we make this life meaningful. We make this life meaningful. We make this life meaningful means a little different than the gladi or the birds, the bugs who died on the side of the road or under the tire of the car. They all killed and smooshed. What's the difference, you and those bugs? Are they the same or are we a little bit smarter than that? Think about that. Bless us that we make this life meaningful. If the life is not a little bit better than the animals killed on the road, if we are a little better than that, how we figure out we are better than that? Meaningful life. There is no one on this earth who will not die. So how much preparation that you're going to leave? If you are a flower, what stage are you? Are you in the middle? Or are you in the beginning when the blossom is rising? Or are you in the stop growing? Or are you in the beginning to getting this way? You know, this way means the flower getting a little bit old. Soon, it's going to be on the ground and then fertilizer. It dries and go back. And it come out from the ground and it goes back to ground. So what stage are you? So here it remind you, there is no one on this earth who will not die. When you think about that, if you are a genuine Dharma practitioner, you won't waste your time. You don't waste fighting with somebody. You don't waste your energy doing something wrong. You will do something productive, helpful. Refuse to spending your energy something harmful, because that's not you're going to get involved with it. So, even now, Tanda Chikji Nyinti Farundo. This is so beautiful. So we have a house full of people here. We will be also competing who go fast. Who will die first and then who will die next. And it's just house full here, people, handful of people. We will also rush from that door. And if that door is life after the death, we will compete and see who go fast and who next. It's like that. Even now, people are passing away, one after the other. And we also soon must die. People don't realize we are subject to death. But when you die, it's kind of too late to talk to anybody because you're dead. But you also think, it's not my turn, it's somebody else's turn. But you have one problem. How you know it's not your turn? Mata runyi kwa dolola ojagin rol. Mata runyi ke chepar la. So life and death is a matter of breath. And that breath, no circulation, is called corpse. Corpse. Corpse is something that when the beautiful music come out, then they go, ooh, it's there. Burners, where they burn them. They cremate them, right? Ooh, that's where they come out. But I heard that some of these places, they have storage for dead bodies. They give wrong ash for the wrong people. And they take the money, and all the bodies not burned. They were smelled, they were kept in some storage or something. These are people who are bad business doing. That's not too good. Okay. Yurin dodo sebe nying rupo. Next it's saying, but you see, we also soon must die, but like a fool, fool, F-O-O-L, fool, we plan to live long. So majority of people, they're planning to live long. They're planning to live long. But the more they think they live long, sometimes the other way around, they live very short. They live very short because we are competing distractions, distracted activities. We are competing electronic things, everything speed up. So we're competing more. So then making our duration of life on a normal speed of our life, we are making a more quickly. If it's a flower, we're making if the flower lives, let's say, 10 days, we're making sure it lives only 5 days. Whatever it takes. That's how we do it, humans. But the humans don't know they're doing that. The humans don't know they're doing that. They think, no, Lama, we're making live longer. Not 5 days, much longer. But you're making contribution, the how we treat food ourselves and how we treat our mind with the stress ourselves. Overall, we're making, make sure the flower in ancient time, long time, can live 10 days. Now we make sure it live 5 days or 6 days. Then flower will be no longer like a flower, go. That's how we abusing our body, our mind, stress. Stress and mind is stress for body also. Mind, body have a great relationship. And a relationship build as soon as they conceive and the mother's, warm mother's body, and they have relationship. So therefore, one is not functioning, it brings problem the other one also. Although great meditators can separate, it's all body's pain. It's not mind. Your mind is not sick, your body is sick. So they can do that because if you have some type of practice and techniques that you can do that, then your body may be going through pain, sicky all the time, but your mind is always not sick. But still have to deal with the sick body because it's not separate yet. So that's there. Thank you very much. Lama Jeno Tuginyo, Lama, think of us. Behold us swiftly with the compassion. Lama is a manifestation of compassion. Guru is a manifestation of compassion. And whether you feel the compassion or not has a lot to do with your connection. And a connection, what connection? Connection with your mind. Connection with your body. Connection with your speech. Your body, speech, your mind. Connect with the Guru, then Guru's compassion, Guru's transmission, you can feel it. And this is something between Guru-disciple relationship. Thank you. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
We have 10 copies. So one of these days we chant together. It's already in English. Any questions? Any questions? Okay, please rise and sing a song of enlightenment.